We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Jeff, we're going to get right to it. I want to know your thoughts on Kirk Cousins being extended. What do you think?
I think it's a smart deal. I mean, there's no quarterback really out there available that would be an upgrade. I mean, that's just reality. This is not going to be a quarterback strong draft. You know, you got Deshaun Watson, but you know, apparently is now cleared of his criminal issues, but I still don't know that gets you any more than what Cousins does. And I think that I think it's worth a shot with having now with the new head coach and a more of an offensive minded system to see what he does with the weapons that he has at his disposal with a team that, you know, that gives a rip about its offense. So I think it's a good move.
Yeah. We're not going to go off on a tangent arguing that one, but I do agree that there were not a lot of options out there. I just know there's nothing exciting about keeping this guy around because he has proven himself not to be a winner. That said, what about the Twins? You mapped out everything. You've got to figure out where they're going
next.
Twins
have been busy. Yeah, so, you know, the Twins have been busy ever since Saturday. You know, the first move was trading Mitch Garver to Texas for this Isaiah Kiner Falefa and this pitching prospect, Ronnie Henriquez. So it's initially when you saw that move, you thought, okay, they're giving the catching spot to Ryan Jeffers and maybe Ben Roethlisberger. And then yesterday we get two moves.
Well, Jeff, let me just
say, they do really good.
I think the shortstop could be their next shortstop for the next 10, 15 years. Oh, wait.
I agree. Yeah.
And then they trade him.
So they trade, they then Pat Turner last night and trade Kiner Falefa to package him to the Yankees with Roethlisberger and Josh Donaldson and get Gary Sanchez, who's a catcher. And who's kind of a Miguel Sano type hitter, you know, a little streaky, and has some questions about his defense, but they said they're keeping him. So it's likely going to be Jeffers now as the starting catcher with Sanchez, maybe platooning or backing him up. And then Gio Urshela is going to be the new third baseman taking over for Donaldson. So they right now at the present time don't have a shortstop. But I'm hearing reports that they're in the running for the second best free agent shortstop available, which is Trevor Story, Carlos Correa from Houston being the top get, but they're not going to spend the kind of money that Correa is going to be looking for. But it's sounding more like they've been dumping salary between Garver and Donaldson to make a run at Story, because they also on Saturday, or actually, I'm sorry, yesterday morning, announced that they had traded Chase Petty, their first-round pick last year, to Cincinnati for Sonny Gray, who immediately becomes their opening day starter and their ace for the year, with Kenta Maeda out all year, recovering from Tommy John surgery. So their rotation sets up right now as Sonny Gray, Joe Ryan, Dylan Bundy, who they picked up as a free agent at the end of last year, and then Bailey Ober. So, you know, I think they still got – this can't be the lineup that they're going to take the field with on opening day. They've got more moves up their sleeves that has to explain what the salary dump was with Garver and Donaldson. I think they're going after Story. That's my gut feel.
Well, Correa would never sign here because he doesn't think they have good enough, loud enough garbage cans that you can bang
right
to give the signals away.
Exactly.
Remember that story with the Astros?
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what, though, it was an and you know, we had even mentioned what nationally is the biggest sports story of the weekend. Tom Brady, he's coming back.
Yep. Shortest. He beats Brett Favre for the shortest retirement in NFL history. And yeah, his retirement lasted less time. It was a shorter span of time than the baseball lockout. But no, I think this is a good move. I was actually surprised that he announced his retirement. I think, you know, if you look at what his level of play over the last, you know, last 2 years, dude still got it. And
I think he was pouting.
I think
he had a problem with Bruce Arians, and he was there's also stories that he wanted to play in San Francisco, and he might have been pouty because of that, because they weren't going to let him go there. So he wants to still play. That's pretty apparent. And you're right. The guy led the league in passing yards, and he really dealt with a lot of issues with his receivers. I mean, these guys were in and out of the lineups, and you had the nut job that walked off the field stripping off his uniform. So they've had they've had some interesting happenings or goings on in Tampa Bay, but it just another thing. I mean, this whole quarterback situation in the NFL is fascinating. You know, Wilson and going from Seattle to Denver, and then you got Rodgers playing the games he plays. This actually with Tom Brady is almost an Aaron Rodgers type thing where he's game playing. You know, you may think, well, maybe he wants a lot of attention, and he didn't feel he was getting it.
When you're at the age that those two guys are, and you're coming back year after year, I think you're coming back for really one main reason. Well, money is good too, but also, it's a chance to get another championship, right? And so I think especially those two, I think they have a lot of leverage with their teams. Maybe we don't know behind the scenes what the discussions have been for various things, but I know, you know, Rodgers was very upset a couple of years ago when they burned a first round pick on Jordan Love rather than a player that he could use to win a championship. So
yeah, who likely will never get his chance to be the starting quarterback in Green Bay because they have to at some point just unload him because he's not going to sit around as the backup for 6 years.
I'm going to pencil in the NFC Championship for next year to be the Packers and Buccaneers.
Now, I want to ask you, now, this doesn't affect – it affects one district in Minnesota. The Minnesota was a congressional district 1. Jim Hagedorn had been a congressman from there.
Yep.
He died.
Mm-hmm.
His wife, Jennifer Carnahan, who left in disgrace as the head of the GOP in the state of Minnesota, she had a very strong friendship with a guy who's been – alleged sex trafficker, claimed she knew nothing about it. There have been other accusations of improprieties when she was there. But she's going to run for her husband's seat after having been heard on tape saying, what was the exact line she said about her then dying husband?
I think it's somebody effective. I don't care. Jim's going to be dead within 2 years anyways.
Yes. So she's very compassionate.
In one of her drinking binges,
Yeah, but this is a woman who she announced this morning that she's going to run. So normally, I mean, people don't care about a district in the southern part of Minnesota if you don't live anywhere near there, but it's worth watching to see. Crushed.
She has no chance of getting the Republican nomination. There's more credible candidates running, former state rep Brad Finstad, who was in the Ag Department during the Trump administration, and then former state rep Jeremy Munson. It'll be between one of those two. She's just running because she wants to run.
Yeah. Well, to me, it's the second most interesting one other than Ilhan Omar's. But Jeff, as always, greatly appreciated. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back. If you have been laid off during the COVID-19 crisis and you have sustained a work injury in the past, you might be entitled to workers' compensation benefits right now. Bialke Law is open to serve you and answer any questions you might have about workers' compensation. Call Dave Bialke at Bialke Law and talk to him about your injury, even if you're off work right now. Dave Bialke will get you the benefits you and your family need within as little as a few days. There is no out-of-pocket cost to you and no in-person visits required. The entire process can be done from the comfort and safety of your home. Even if you're unemployed and receiving unemployment benefits, you could be eligible for workers' comp over and above unemployment. Call Dave Bialke today at 763-571-2410 or look him up at BialkeLaw.com, BialkeLaw.com. If you or someone you know has a plumbing, heating, or air conditioning issue, there's only one place to go. Sabre Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Bob Sansevier, and Sabre Heating is my go-to place for plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. And if I have any questions, I just pick up the phone and call, or I go to saberheating.com. Saber has a great offer for you. If another company tells you you need a new air conditioner, you get in touch with Saber, and they will send a technician for free, no cost, and let you know if you actually do, because sometimes other people are wrong. Any issues, whether, again, it's plumbing, heating, or air conditioning, go to saberheating.com, SABRE heating.com, or call 763-473-2267. Also, right now, Sabre